on an Arizona beautiful Saturday morning. Let me say good morning to you all and thank you for tuning into the program that is designed to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. It's Rosie on the House, a Saturday morning tradition for 25 years. Hey, we're all here for one purpose, to answer any question any of you may have about any project concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin. We have operators standing by to answer your call right now. The number is 1-888-767-4348. My co-host for the show, Romy, is not in today. I have my sweet wife, Jennifer, down here at the Tucson Convention Center for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. We have the operators standing by. So this is open line this week. If you've had trouble getting into the show in the past and haven't been able to get your question answered or asked, if you've got a particular project you want to try and tackle this weekend, you want to talk about tips of the trade, tricks, the right tools, the right products, where you might go to pick up the things that you need to get her done, give us a ring. Open lines, 1-888-767-4348. That's up till 10 o'clock. Now, at 10 o'clock, I've got some specialists coming in. We're going to talk about the issue of insulation, both in your attic, in your walls, and all the way around your home. They'll take... you'll place the call at 1-888-767-4348. They'll take your name, find out where in Arizona you're calling from, what's the nature of your question. Our broadcast engineer, Mr. Mike Reesh, will make sure all the technical details are all taken care of. And come on down. The home show is going to be open at 10 o'clock. And there's it's sold out. There's hundreds of vendors here. If you're in the frame of mind to do a little holiday shopping, maybe you got a little project you'd like to get done before the holiday season or a product you'd like to try and find, they're here now. I'll tell you one thing, Tucson Electric Power has been here unloading fluorescent CFL bulbs for the last hour. I don't know how many they're giving away, but you come down here and get some free CFLs. They've got crates and crates of them over here. They're handing them out in the Habitat for Humanity booth, so come on over. That's right across the aisle from where we're broadcasting here at Rosie on the House. So, a great opportunity to get out here preseason holiday shopping at the Tucson Convention Center for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association, again, open today and tomorrow.
Sounds like fun.
Yes.
It's really, really nice setup in here. Lots to look at.
It was a sellout this year.
Everybody's ready. Everybody's tired of waiting. Let's get it done.
Yeah, let's get it done.
So, can I leave the booth and look around today?
Not yet.
Not yet. Darn.
Okay. And on that holiday shopping.
Yeah, but I have a little bit of a soapbox today.
You do?
I do. I was looking through the news this week, and there was an article about this new thief technology where they just take this simple little device and stick it on the back of cash registers. The cashier doesn't know it's there. You don't know it's there. But everything that's scanned through that register goes, you know, into this little device, and then they come and get it, and all your data's in there. And then you hear stories about them being able to scan numbers and things right out of your pocket, you know.
Right.
It just felt kind of helpless. I mean, what are you supposed to do? How do you protect yourself? So you suggested I call Ken over at Data Doctors, and he had a very simple solution. Don't use your debit card.
Interesting.
Except in an ATM, and only in America.
Okay.
So, you know, if you use a credit card, there's protection there. You know, they'll refund you if it's a fraudulent charge, and but with a banking account, if you use your debit card, the money's gone like that. You know, you can go to Walgreens in the morning, and by the time you get home at lunch, it's already been cleared. Well, if somebody gets a hold of your number, they can clear out your checking account that quickly. So
I guess we're talking from experience. I can tell y'all, Jennifer has been a victim of fraud, theft, identity theft. It's miserable. It was years.
It took several years. And now we have LifeLock, and that's, yep. I would suggest that to everybody. They send you a little notice saying, hey, you're clear. But you know what? It's a discipline to take care of your money. You know, and we're kind of lazy in our society. We need to take care. So if you're going to move over to using a credit card, just make a deal with yourself. You're going to pay it off every time.
Yep.
It's a little more work, but it's a lot cheaper and a lot less work than having to undo fraud. And it doesn't matter if you use that debit card as a credit. You know how they say, oh, do you want this run as credit or debit?
Right.
The credit is only if you've forgotten your PIN number and you, they want you to sign for it. It still comes out the same way. And then if you have overdraft protection where they take money out of your checking from your savings, they can drain every drop of what you have. So we just need to be really, really diligent. Now, I went over to the bank.
Okay.
And I talked to our banker, and she said, you know, really, when you sign up with a bank, find out how diligent are they. Where we bank, she was telling me they have a customer who was really mad at her last week because her debit card showed debit charges going on here and also in Texas. Well, they shut her account down. And she came in furious because there was a legitimate reason that was all happening, but the bank was watching.
Okay.
You know, so they will get your money back if it's proven it's fraudulent. But if they wipe out your account and you have bills to pay, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
and you could be really stuck, right? So she had a really good suggestion, though. This one I really liked. Set up a separate account just for your debit card. So you have your bigger account where you pay your bills out of and everything, but your little Chotsky things you run around. I mean, I see people running them for $1 or $2.
Yeah.
I mean, you're putting yourself at huge risk with this little tiny bit of money.
Yeah.
So the only problem there is a lot of accounts now require a minimum balance, but that's still cheaper than losing everything you've got.
That's true. So that all keyed off of the idea of coming down to the home show here at the Tucson Convention Center and do a little Christmas shopping, get some holiday shopping done. But we live in a techie world. I mean, there's risks. I mean, it's a very real part of living in today's society.
Well, and there's somebody sitting around bored enough that they're going to figure out how to get it away from you without having to work themselves. So
yeah.
Take care of your own thing.
So there's just one little safety tip for all of you that are listening. It's Rosie on the house. We're open lines. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Give me a ring. We've got open lines right now, completely open. So everybody's getting a slow start this morning. But if you've got a project you want to tackle around the house, wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, the call is toll-free. Doesn't cost you a dime. Let me know what you're trying to tackle. A lot of things, a lot of times we talk about home security. We're talking about shopping security there. Again, the number is 1-888-ROSIE. That's my name, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4 and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you. We were doing a presentation on home security to a particular community center just last week. And it's amazing how we try and teach people to keep their home more secure. I always start the presentation with a little story about, you know, if you're out in the woods walking with your kids or with your wife and a hungry bear comes across the trail, you don't have to outrun the bear. You just have to outrun your kids or your wife. You just have to be the fastest runner. The bear is looking for the easiest target. Well, what y'all need to understand is the professional thieves now that are hitting homes, they're primarily hitting the homes for things they can get in fast, get out fast, and fence fast, okay? They're just looking for cash conversion assets that they can get their hands on cash, and primarily it's to feed some kind of a drug or addiction habit. So what you need to do is you need to make your house look, you have to make your house the least likely target in the neighborhood. And once you get your house looking the least likely target in the neighborhood, then you can go around and share the information with your neighbors and build a neighborhood fortress for keeping the guys that are professionally out there scouting neighborhoods, trying to find neighborhoods that are easy to hit. So if you're trying to make your house the least desirable one on the block, what you need to know is that the great majority of break-ins that we're talking about right now occur. When do you think they occur, Jennifer? What time of day do you think they occur?
Well, I guess when people are at work.
They occur in the middle of the day. And what opening do you think is the number one opening a thief goes into your house when he's breaking in?
This isn't fair because I've heard the talk.
Yeah. You go right in the front door. It's the front door in the middle of the day. So if I'm casing your neighborhood, if I'm a criminal, I'm a crook, I need to break into your house to get jewelry or firearms or electronics that I can fence and turn to cash very fast, I'm looking for front doors that are shielded from vision from your neighbors or from the street. So if you've got plantings, landscaping, screen walls, anything that blocks your front door from view, you might want to contemplate getting rid of that. You want the front door visible from as wide an angle in your neighborhood as possible. The other thing I would highly recommend you do is consider investing in a security screen door on your front door, because I'm not going to pick a lock. If I'm going to come in your house, I'm not going to pick a lock. I'm going to take a, well, I'm not going to tell you how I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to tell you how to do it.
Okay. Okay.
But it is very, very easy to get in your home. If I have to go through two doors, I'm going to probably scratch your address off my to hit list. It makes it more complicated than it needs to be. The other homes are much easier to get into. The other thing y'all need to know is that you're going to probably, as soon as I'm in, I'm only going to be in for 5 or 6 minutes at the most. And the first place I'm going to go is the bedrooms, the master bedrooms. Don't keep any valuable family heirloom jewelry in the master bedroom chest of drawers or the master closet, okay? Go to the Hobby Lobby or whatever and buy costume jewelry and see if you can load up all of that into the master bedroom closet. Let them take the cheap stuff, get the family heirloom, your grandmother's wedding ring, the true valuables, and find another place to put them. So all of that to say, we're interested and concerned about your safety. We've got plenty of calls that have come in now. Ben from Tempe, Gary in Glendale, CT from Mesa. They want to know everything from smelly dishwashers to what do you suggest for paying for projects, anything up front. If you're going to get a remodeling done and the contractor wants all the money up front, what's a fair way to do that? We're going to deal with those questions right after we get back right here at Rosie on the House.